after finishing this episode, you will have all the tools you need to find out your soul contract, your mission here on earth, why you are here. Today, I will go over a 3-simple process on how to find out your soul contract. Dr. Michael Newton, a psychologist and author, he conducted an extensive research on life between lives through hypnotherapy. His books, including Journey of Souls, which I've talked many times on this channel because I love this book so much, and Destiny of Souls, which I've gotten but I haven't read yet. Let me know in the comments if you read it. They both discuss the concept of soul contracts and the journey of the soul between incarnations. Super fascinating stuff. Soul contracts is also talked about by Dolores Cannon, who's a legendary author, New Age author, and Eckhart Tolle, who wrote the best-selling book, The Power of Now. So what actually is a soul contract? A soul contract is the idea that before a person is born, their soul enters into agreements or contracts with other souls, often with the purpose of learning and growing through experiences in the physical world. These contracts are believed to outline certain life lessons, challenges, and relationships that the individual will encounter during their lifetime. Without further ado, here are the 3 steps to finding your soul contract. First step is to follow your joy. If doing something makes you truly happy and joyful, like lasting, and not like when you've shopped for something, like a new bag, and then you get tired of it a week later. No, like lasting happiness and joy. Then this means that your soul loves it, and not just it was like a quick win and a dopamine hit by your brain. And if your soul loves something, it means it's part of your purpose, your mission. And this makes so much sense, right? Because imagine if your mission was something that your soul didn't enjoy. Then you would never do it, and your mission would never be fulfilled. There would be no point. So the universe has cleverly designed it so that your mission is your greatest joy. And the trap that so many of us have fallen into, including myself, is being a realist and picking a job or a career where we don't really like it, but it's a little bit fun. For example, when I learned about manifestation, I first tried to manifest my own translation agency. Now, this was a step up because I was just a translator freelancer at that point. And I thought, wow, if I had my own agency, then I could work from wherever I want in the world. I could be a digital nomad. So it would give me freedom, which would make me happy. But I was being a realist. Please don't do this. Because the thing is, I actually didn't enjoy this dream. I didn't enjoy translating. I just thought, well, I have experience in this and it would be more fun, I guess, than being a freelancer. But it wasn't true joy. It didn't make me happy. So the question that I forgot to ask myself was, what would I do if I already had all the money in the world? I wouldn't be running a translation agency. Not me. My secret dream was to have a blog and a YouTube channel. But I was told that it's too late to start a blog, it's too late to start a YouTube channel, it's too much competition, it takes many, many years, you need to have amazing charisma to go on YouTube. So I postponed this dream for 10 years before it actually started. And I really regret that. Because now that I have achieved it, I wake up and I'm actually excited to work. I didn't know that was possible before when I was in my 9-to-5, in my office jobs, which clearly wasn't my purpose. So think about, what is your biggest passions? What would you do if you had already all money in the world so you wouldn't get paid to do it? Because I would keep writing blog posts. I would keep making videos for you guys, even if I was a billionaire. Because I just love it so much. Sharing my experiences, talking to you guys, helping raise the frequency of humanity, of Earth. In fact, let's take action on it right now. Write in the comments, I am worthy enough to follow my dreams. Yes! So what lights you up? What things help you feel alive? According to Sonia Barrett in Open Minds on Gaia, you need to take back control of your life. So instead of blaming your unfortune on the bad boss or the bad job, take back control. Same with relationships. You will keep attracting bad relationships and bad works and bad bosses if you don't raise your frequency and take control of your life. Get out of that victim mentality. If you want to dive deeper into how to find your mission, your purpose, then I highly recommend you check out the entire interview. It's 1 hour and it blew my mind. Link in the description. Step 2 is to find your midheaven in your birth chart. The midheaven, or MC, is Latin for middle of the sky and is associated with the 10th house in the astrological wheel and represents several important aspects of an individual's life and purpose, including career, public image, and one's sense of mission or life path. It reflects the type of work or activities that are likely to bring you fulfillment and success. While the midheaven is strongly associated with career, it also relates to your broader life path and purpose. It can give you insights into your larger mission in life beyond your, just your professional goals. To find your midheaven is super easy. I have a link in my purpose guide. It's a free PDF that you can find in the description. Step three is super important, and the other two don't matter if you haven't already done this third one. And that is to release fears holding you down and to open up to possibilities. Because as you're charging ahead on your mission, on your purpose, on your path, your ego mind will say you're not worthy. So if you want to be a healer, it's going to say, who are you to heal people? Who do you think you are? If you want to be a YouTuber like me, then it's going to say, nobody cares about what you have to say. So you need to stop listening to this negative self-talk. I don't know if you read the book, The Untethered Soul, but there he talks about that your ego is like this really negative, annoying roommate who's always offending you, and you just don't want to listen to it. You need to just continue through, don't listen, and open yourself up to opportunities. Because what will happen is that opportunities will come your way, but you will reject them if you don't believe in yourself. You are so worthy, and you're such a powerful soul. So stop playing small. The souls that tune into my channel, who are a vibrational match to my channel, are powerful old souls. So if you're listening or watching this episode, you are powerful, you have a mission here on Earth, and it's time to step into it fully now. This is your sign. Now, do you have any faint idea of what your soul mission involves? Let me know in the comments so we can all inspire each other. Love you so much and have a beautiful day.